Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Betts with Jeremy Sackless of New South Wales. Eastern brown snakes. There is a carefully well-written story in The Guardian of what I presume to be a young mom in her kitchen one evening. Her husband's taking a shower. The children, I believe, were playing outside, but I'm not sure. The story goes like this. Mom spotted an eastern brown snake entering the kitchen. She didn't panic right away. She threw what she had in her hands, a knife, even though she was aware while writing the story that that is not permitted in Australia to kill an eastern brown snake or to injure it in any fashion. The snake came on. She screamed. Okay, now it's time to scream. She knew that she'd lived with snakes her whole life. There's no reason to scream, but she screamed. It just sort of came out. Her husband, who had been taking a shower, came running without any clothes on, facing down an eastern brown snake, who is now inspecting the room. The husband says, "What do I do?" She goes, "Go get next-door neighbor." So he runs out, gets his next-door neighbor, and she tells the children to get in the trampoline, they'll be safe. She knows that the eastern brown snake, if it gets into the rest of the house, they'll never find it. They won't be able to sleep. So she blocks it off. Their husband, without any clothes on, and the neighbor come running, and they handle it with a flying pan and a shovel. They get it back outside. But there's the adventure. Jeremy, this is amazing. This sounded, the way she wrote the story, she's seen this happen before. She chastised herself for freaking out. Freaking out? She did the right thing, Jeremy. She threw a knife. Now, why did the eastern brown snake come in to the kitchen? She was there. There was noise. The house was occupied. Kitchen smells. It's an afternoon or an evening. Why come inside?
Well, John, looking at this story and looking at all the conditions around it, I genuinely think the snake was coming inside because it smelled good food. It was actually looking for food. And now, eastern brown snakes, like anybody else, they like to eat relatively well-prepared, looked after food, and whether or not some a cooked meal, such as in this case it may have been, or it's a mouse, or it's a rodent, or it's a say a small bird of some sort, snakes are definitely attracted by food. And I think what happened in this case, because the weather outside was nice, the snake didn't have any other reason to come inside for warmth, I think it was attracted by the food she was cooking. And that's the interesting part of the story. We don't actually know exactly what the food, apart from having onions in the dish, what food it was, and whether or not it might have actually been something that the snake had previously eaten and really wanted to come after again. But again, the other part of this story, as you so articulately explained there, was that it wasn't scared. It actually just came into the kitchen, had the wherewithal to just survey the scene, even though there was the noise, the screaming, the pan, the knife being thrown at it. But it wasn't scared of humans. So, and this is something that eastern brown snakes are now becoming the biggest threat about, because they're just not scared anymore. And the fact is that she did exactly the right thing. The eastern brown snake wasn't killed, but she is not, I guess, a unique case. This is what is happening around Australia now. Snakes are being attracted into the family homes, and they're not scared of us humans. And the problem is, it's partly because of the food that we cook and eat. And I think, honestly, John, this could have gone a completely different way if the family did manage to contain that snake. Because as I've joked about many, many times here, if we get a snake in this household and we can't find it, I'm pretty much burning it for the insurance and moving out, because you just never know where it's going to pop up next.
Jeremy, do they cull venomous snakes in Australia? Because it could be that you have too many of them. Around, there's culling everywhere in America when the herds grow too large, because you don't want the herds to starve, you know, that when they get past the ecosystem. Do they cull snakes?
Unfortunately, John, no, because it is actually, that's still protected. Every venomous snake in Australia, all the Great Eastern brown snakes, the red-bellied blacks, are protected by law. And while this topic has been discussed once, or more than once now, The argument is that the snakes themselves aren't starving themselves out of a population, because while we have an absolute boom in snake population right now, they eat very little by comparison to the other creatures, and they're not actually in a position where they're going to overeat and going to do themselves out of any food supplies, which means there's no reason to actually make it illegal to have, or basically legal to cull the snakes and illegal to have them.
Well, how about, I'm just being an amateur here. How about saying a mom with small children in a kitchen when the most poisonous snake in Australia enters, right? How about that being reason enough to cull snakes in the neighborhood? Would that do?
I'm with you, John. Honestly, I am on board with that completely. And I dare say this is really our first season of having an enormous snake population entering the family homes, and genuinely is a bigger problem than it's ever been in the history of mankind. I think we will probably start to see a self-defense type law coming out where a human killing a brown snake because there are children in the room is not going to be illegal. And honestly, I have had some experience with this living in Adelaide. Our Jack Russell Terrier did kill two brown snakes that were in our backyard. And it's just a natural thing that a Jack Russell will do. We did tell the council because we were fair enough. We'd killed an animal that is protected by law. The council's response was that because the dog was acting in its own natural environment, protecting its home, there was not going to be any charges or anything laid. It was basically protecting the home. So while it is illegal definitely to do it as being premeditated and motivated to go and kill a snake, if it is done in self-defense or your family pet does it, you will not be going to jail. It's actually, you know, a way to protect your home. But honestly, John, I think there's got to be a defense law out there.
I'm glad you brought up the Jack Russell. It turns out to be a hero. It's a little bitty dog that wears a cape. It is not afraid of eastern brown snakes, of giant eastern brown snakes, of red-bellied black snakes, of carpet pythons. What have I left out? Sea snakes. There's some other critters you've introduced. The Jack Russell is not frightened. The only thing that worries the Jack Russell that I would worry about is you've got some irresponsible truck drivers who don't take into account that Jack Russells like to chase trucks. And the woman writing the story in The Guardian lost her Jack Russell, not to a snake because they handle snakes, lost it to a truck. So Jack Russells, heroes of Australia, I say up with Jack Russells, down with eastern brown snakes. One other snake, a red-bellied black snake and a grandma. What happened, Jeremy?
Oh, John, this is phenomenal. This happened in New South Wales and was in a national park as people come out with the nice weather, they go for walks. And what happened was this grandma was out with her family. She was just standing, enjoying a view on some nice rocks out there. It was a beautiful day. And lo and behold, a red-bellied black snake, crept up in front of her. And it didn't just creep up. What it did was it actually slithered down around her feet and then went between her legs. And now, this is not unusual. This is, as we keep saying, the snakes are not scared of humans, but it's the reaction of this grandma that has got basically all of Australia talking. She didn't move. She stood firm. There's actually video of it where she just stands there and lets this massive red-bellied black snake go in between her legs. And then, lo and behold, John, it just slithers off. And now she has nerves of steel. Honestly, if it was me, I don't think I can say I'll definitely with 100% have done exactly what she did. I probably would have been running a mile away. But just standing there was exactly the right thing, because a red-bellied black snake at exactly that distance, and she was only, her feet were only about 3 or 4 inches away from the snake's head when it was going through between her legs. If she hadn't moved, the thing could have struck. And no human can move quick enough to get away from a red belly strike. So honestly, she did the right thing. I think it's a great lesson for people, anyone going bushwalking. If you see a snake, just stand still. But my goodness, John, I mean, these stories are becoming more and more routine. But who would have thought an Aussie grandma with a red belly black snake becomes the hero story of the week?
Well, being a grandpa age, I appreciate the fact she did scream afterwards. She just kept quiet while the snake was there. Then she screamed afterwards. Now, Jeremy, I'm beginning to think you need an app in Australia. You might already have one. No matter where you are, the app will tell you how close you are to an anti-snake kit. You got to get to the clinic. That Guardian mom, she said they were an hour from the hospital. That's too long. What we need here is, I guess, more snake kits, or maybe everybody in Australia should have one. Do they?
Actually, John, that's interesting. Our first aid kits that you do buy from the Red Cross and from other medical providers provide special snake kits in them. Every first aid kit in Australia has what's called a snake kit, And all it is it's really a compression bandage based with some extra tape, and it's made so you can immobilize the limb and basically tighten it up if you get a snake bite. But at the same time, too, it's always got the instructions in there that as soon as you get the limb immobilized, get to a hospital within an hour or get to a hospital as soon as possible. So while I think you're onto something there with an app, because in reality, that's exactly what we need and where we're heading, but that is a unique part, I think, of Australian first aid kits. You will always find basically a snake bite prevention kit or a snake bite treatment kit, rather, in the pack itself.
Jeremy, don't try to pretend that Australia's got other animals that are okay. Every animal in Australia we've come across, it tries to kill you if you cross it the wrong way. I'm amazed that the settlement of Australia worked. I mean, you know, really, they didn't want you to be there, Jeremy. Did you ever get the feeling that you weren't invited guests?
Oh, every day, John. In fact, I mean, if it's not the snakes, it's the magpies. If it's not the magpies, it's the kangaroo that's going to try and punch your head in as it bounds past you on the way to work. And then, of course, we've spoken about the koalas. They look cute and cuddly, but do not pick on a koala. They will absolutely tear you apart with their claws. So, yeah, John, I get the feeling every day, maybe Australia just wasn't really supposed to work.
Well, you're stubborn. You didn't take the hint. What about emus? Are they dangerous?
They actually are. Funny you should mention that too. There are recorded cases of emus actually killing people. And the danger with emus is not so much the beaks, although the beaks will give you a nasty bite. And as a kid, I got bitten by one feeding it at a national park and it hurts. But their speed, they barrel along at phenomenal speeds. I believe they get up to about 50 kilometers an hour. So it's about 30, 35 miles per hour. But if they run into you, which is where a couple of fatalities have come, it's basically like being hit by a car or a truck because they've got so much muscle in their body that they will just bound into you and push you over. And that's actually a defensive mechanism they use. They will run you over at high speed. So unfortunately, John, too, the emus, although they are, I mean, they do look phenomenally, you know, cute and sort of in some ways docile, they're actually very dangerous as well. You do not want to get run over by one.
And then, as I recall, there's something in the water. Was it a jellyfish or some kind of stingray? Something in the shallows off the beach.
We do have many. We have the blue ringed octopus, which is very fatal, and we also have the box jellyfish, which is probably the most well known one, the Irukandji. And the box jellyfish itself, it can deliver a fatal sting. And a lot of North Queensland beaches are actually closed over summer, which is as strange as it sounds because you think a beach is perfect for opening in the summertime. But there are so many up there in the tropics in the northern parts of Queensland that they have to close the beaches because people do die from their stings. So, again, John, even in our waters, we can't quite escape the danger.
I'm sure we have predatory animals here in North America, not within eyesight of me sitting here on a farm. I'm sure we do. But, Jeremy, you've got the most exotic predatory creatures. All right. The snake is not looking for trouble. The snake is only looking for food. However, when one eastern brown snake comes into your kitchen, you'll be convinced that something's got to change. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Siempre quiero que mi carro dure más y corra suave, sin estrés, sin rollos. Por eso uso Seafoam Motor Treatment. Es bien fácil de usar. Lo echas en el tanque de gasolina y listo. Sin herramientas, sin esperar. Seafoam ayuda a que el motor funcione más suave y dure más tiempo. Y sirve para lo que manejes. Carro, troca, tractor, gasolina o diésel. ¿Tiene motor? Seafoam te respalda. Millones de conductores lo usan todos los días para mantener su motor fuerte. Agarra tu lata hoy en tu tienda de autopartes favorita. Seafoam. Échalo y enciende el poder.